It's 4:06, and you're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, a look at today's Supreme Court decision on affirmative action in higher education. What will it mean for colleges and universities around the country?
First, tomorrow is World Book Night, an international effort to get books into the hands of people who don't normally read and have trouble getting access to books.
The event shares fiction and nonfiction alike, and in some cases it includes free books.
Carl Lennertz joins us. He's executive director of World Book Night here in the U.S. Carl, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So tell us about World Book Night. What's the goal of World Book Night?
Well, we have several goals, but the main one is just to get a printed book to someone who may not ever have owned one before. That seems simplistic, but the larger goal is 500,000 books on one day, Shakespeare's birthday, to light or non-readers.
Why Shakespeare's birthday?
It began in the UK, so we can't take credit for that. They gave us Downton Abbey and World Book Night, and we gave them Fast and Furious and what else did we give them?
Teletubbies? I don't know.
No, there you go.
It's a fair trade. And there's also a Spanish connection, right?
There is. I'm glad that you know that. Yes, so way back when... Shakespeare's birthday is also the anniversary of the death of Miguel Cervantes. And in Catalan Spain, it's World Book Day, where you give a rose and a book to a loved one. And that actually morphed into a UNESCO World Book Day, mostly in Europe, where school children get a token to go get a book at school. And then about 5 years ago, at a British booksellers meeting, someone said, how about a World Book Night where we focus more on adult books? And let's do it on Shakespeare's birthday as well.
So what happens on World Book Night for people who are participating?
We spend the year beforehand signing up 25,000 volunteers. This is not a street corner, mass giveaway, like here's some water, here's some gum. It's very targeted, very focused. So people apply online with us. They tell us where they're going to go and why. They get 20 books. Chosen from a list that we select, and they apply to be a giver. And I know it sounds exclusive, but almost everybody gets in because people intuitively understand what we're doing. And then we approve them, and then they go online after that and pick a bookstore or library near them to have their box shipped to. They go in this week, they get the box, meet each other, and then on the 23rd, they go out to the place that they applied to go to.
Applied to go to distribute the books?
Yes. We actually don't use the word distribute. We say personally hand out.
Personally hand out. Okay.
And it's very, it's the personal one-on-one interaction is a big part of what this is all about.
I bet there's a whole lot of stories that happen from people who are doing this, are personally handing out these books. What happens? Have you heard any of these stories about some of the things, the responses that people get?
Oh my God! We're the three of us doing this campaign for 25,000 volunteers and the 500,000 books, and we're emotional basket cases because both in their applications they state where they're going to go, and they're going to women's shelters, food pantries, underfunded schools, homeless, and those are very sad to have to read about. But obviously, we're grateful they're doing it. But they're also going to bars and street corners and parks. It's a very emotional thing to decide where you're going to give your books. The two most emotional things that have stuck with me even since year one was a fourth grader who was handed a book, and he said, I've never smelled a new book before.
Wow.
And I've never not seen one all covered in scotch tape.
Oh, that's amazing.
And then a retiree at a senior citizen, when she was handed the book, she said, is this for me to keep? I've never owned a book in my life.
Wow.
So,
that is incredible.
Any of those times 500,000 are the stories we hear every year. And again, thanks to social media, we'll start hearing on the 23rd and for a full week afterwards, photographs and videos and personal testimonies. And, it's really funny what we've learned from year one, the experience is as life-changing for the giver as the recipient. They know when they're going into a food pantry or senior citizen home or a VA hospital or a courthouse for juvenile detention, that it's going to be, a rough experience, a challenge, not a rough, an emotional one. And the responses they get are so positive that they see that they've done a good deed.
And I guess the foundation of all of this is really just the power of what a book is, what a book can be to people.
It is. It's a simple act. It's, not as essential as food. But it's a really wonderful... there's not too many things you can give to somebody that either feel like, oh, what are you giving me? A CD, a bottle of water. What is it? But a book has this universal message of your intentions are wonderful. I accept this book as you intended, as something for me to enjoy, entertain myself with, escape with. And we've had a number of volunteer givers apply and write. Last year, I got a book when I was in a women's shelter. I'm now out. My life has turned around, and I'm a giver this year. And that's a wonderful thing to see. But you're right. A book is a wonderful thing. It's a very personal gift, and it means a lot to people, and to people who don't have them in their homes. We read that 40% of all Americans are more than 50 miles from a bookstore or a library. So there's a
like a book desert.
Well, to some extent, our two taglines are to give books to people who are light or non-readers, and our second line, those without the means or the access. And that's hopefully a nice way of saying without the money or the local access to books. And the digital, this whole e-book thing does not solve it for these people. There aren't a lot of working computers in a lot of schools or in senior centers. Sherman Alexie is famous for saying there aren't too many working computers on the res. So when a box of books arrives at a Native American school in South Dakota, 100 miles from anything, it's a big deal.
What are the books on the list this year that you're going to be giving to people?
Well, the list kept growing. I think we're up to 39 titles. The list kept growing. Every year we pick about 35, adult, young adult, fiction, nonfiction, a good mystery, a thriller, and some, quote-unquote, some good literature. Like Catch-22 is on there, which is a difficult, important book. But there's Hoot by Carl Hiaasen. We do the whole range of possibilities. But it's about one-third young adult, since a third of the books do go into schools, and then two-thirds older. We do a book in Spanish. This year, Twin I Was Puerto Rican by Esmeralda Santiago. We do two books in large print. We have our first graphic novel this year, The Same Difference by Derek Kirk Kim, which I just loved. But story, we Young Men in Fire about by Norm MacLean about the firefighters, I think written 30, 40 years ago. Tales of the City by Armistead Maupin. So a panel chooses them based on ethnicity, gender, accessibility, age, and even geography. We do want a book set everywhere. Last year we had Mike Perry's book, Population 485, and Mike was great, and he did an event at his local library. This year we have two Minnesota authors. We can't cover every state, but every region is covered.
Do you kind of hand prescribe the books for people, talk to them, find out what they like, and then choose a book accordingly?
No, that's a good question. Every giver gets 20 of the same book.
Okay.
And we do that for two reasons. We want them to be giving a book they personally read. So the interaction is not just, have you read a book lately? No, well, I personally love Garrison Keillor's Pontoon, or I personally love, Hoot by Carl Hiaasen. So it's the giver is, their heart is fully into it. Early on in our very first year, we decided it would not be one each of 20 books, because then the interaction when you get to the second 10 books is, would you like a book? Well, is it good? Oh, I haven't read this one. And a lot of givers, do go out together. Mother, daughter, four or five teachers, three or four sorority sisters. People do pair up. So as they're interacting, there can be, oh, you don't want the YA? My partner here has an adult book.
So is there anything new going on this year?
Well, we have two new things going on this year. The volunteer givers like to write about their experiences, and they write blogs or post Facebook comments. We're going to have an essay contest with 10 winners by region. And those 10 best giver sharing stories will be in an ebook that we distribute free next year. And then the other new thing, we produced a free ebook this year with 10 stories by previous givers that we just selected. So we're all about printed books, over 500,000, but there is still a portion of the population who never uses their phone or tablet to read. And if the giver's in a park or a little league game or in a senior center and someone waves them off and goes, no, I have my phone, the World Book Night person can say, would you like a little free 80-page ebook for your phone? So we have a little digital plus ebook this year with 10 stories, and then a contest for 10 winners by region, 9 regions, and 1 for military bases for next year.
And where will you be giving people books on World Book Night?
Oh, my God. Oh, my. Well, I...
You're going to be all over?
In 5 places. Going to a local senior center on the Upper West Side at 5:30 to meet with them. But then during the day, we're actually putting 6,000 copies of Shakespeare's sonnets on the seats at 4 Broadway theaters.
That's excellent.
And at the end, and you might think that Broadway theater goers, you know, are not our target market. But after the curtain call, an actor comes out and says, it's Shakespeare's birthday, it's World Book Night. You, dear audience, are obviously well-read people. Please give the copy of Shakespeare's sonnets this week to someone that you know who maybe doesn't read very often.
Mm. Excellent. Well, I wish you a happy World Book Night. Thank you so much for joining us, Carl.
I really enjoyed it. Thank you. And if anybody wants to learn more about what we're doing and to be a volunteer next year, they can go to worldbooknight.org and read all about us and sign up for a newsletter for next year.
That was Carl Lennertz, Executive Director of World Book Night USA. We have a link to the World Book Night website on the Central Time Facebook page.